Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from inside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master.
I was waiting for him.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. We all know the master. Jeez,
he's pointing at me. Monkey. Monkey in a football, right?
Monkey in a football.
Multiple.
Whole bunch of them over there, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
Pretty good, man. Just working away so far. We got a lot of good stuff going on. Pretty solid morning so far, I'd say, right? Yes, we got a lot of good things going.
We have had, ladies and gentlemen, the most amazing 24 hours in the history, the 14-year history of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We have a lot to share with you today. I know Larry Williams likes that very technical stuff, and we're going to do some, but we're going to share with the world some very, very exciting news coming out.
But not too much. Don't give away too much. Sometimes, you know, you get a lot out there, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, I can't wait. I like to let them make them wait, right? Because you're going to have to wait to see what we've got coming from BEM headquarters once we hit SEMA 17 this year. That's going to be October 31st to, what, November 3rd?
It is.
It's going to be an insane time. A lot of rides are getting set up here at BEM, man. Stay tuned for what's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS, outlawboutique.com at 561-660-6695. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee in the world. July 30th, we're there 9 to 12 at the Outlet Malls, Bub. Big news coming out of that camp as of yesterday as well. And ladies and gentlemen, Monkey in Paradise, the 2017 double gold winner in San Francisco. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to drink responsibly. I have officially gotten on the wagon and haven't had a drink since last Thursday, and I'm not coming off. But I don't.
By the way, how are the wheels on your wagon?
The first couple days were rough, Bub. They were,
I feel like
very
your
square.
Wagon has square wheels.
The first couple days were square.
And if it was a train, it wouldn't be on a track.
I was getting it over my head. I'm not shy about that. But I've made the commitment, and I'm never going back. I'm off. So, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that's a little behind the scenes. Look, Bub, we're standing
like sometimes you turn out like you're Captain Jet Li. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
I don't even remember that segment, so.
I'm going to see if I can get some video footage of this, man, because let me tell you, if I can, you're literally going to be like, there's no way possible.
I honestly.
It looked like you were on an action movie filming with Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker.
It's part of what my wife hated, and I made the commitment to her, I'm done. It's over.
All right.
Finished. So, you can support me or not, but I'm out. So,
or hate you. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
I find my love for my wife much more important, and I'm not afraid to tell the world my love for her much more important than anything I can find in a bottle.
Right.
End of story. Bub, we're standing next to this beautiful C7 Corvette, much like the Monkey in Paradise Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Corvette, and we're going to be doing some very technical upgrades to this thing.
Yeah, man, so it's going to be a lot of fun. This car is going to be another one of these C7s that goes out and touches that 700 horsepower club. Not a hard thing to do in today's world, man. GM Performance, Ford, Mopar, everyone has given us the entire background and all of the systems we need to take these cars and put them in that 7, 8, 900 horsepower range with no problems at all. And I'm talking like full reliability, super smooth runners, strong, they don't blow apart on you, they don't burn oil. You can literally take these things and build these things to high horsepower, what we call 700, 800 horsepower clubs, and with no problem at all. And that's exactly what's going on this C7 Corvette here behind me. This is a Z51 package, a lot of carbon accenting, not a Z06, so not factory supercharged, it is an LT1. Naturally aspirated motor, but the one's already got a nice pro charge system put on this car, so already laying down about 650 to the wheels. We're going to go ahead and do a next stage upgrade on this thing, which is going to be long tube headers to let this thing breathe. Off-road X-pipe, full exhaust system on this thing, a lot of custom tuning, and we're going to push this thing right over that 700 mark.
It's going to be amazing, Bub. You always build very, very technically precise vehicles, man.
Yeah.
And you do it with such, not only precision, but reliability. It's crazy. Our producer says we have a question. Mr. Producer, what's the question to start out?
Jeff Peterson says, what's up, guys? Nice car.
Jeff Peterson. Hi, Jeff. How you doing, buddy? Yes, it is a beautiful car. It's much like the Monkey in Paradise C7 Corvette that you've seen here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We love building this modern performance along with the classics as well, Bub. A lot of big things, Bub, going on with this car. We're going to be doing the exhaust upgrades. Bubba Edition, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Custom Tune is going to be going with it, right? We're going to have, it actually blew the belt, the supercharger belt, off of this thing.
Yep.
Because it wasn't done properly.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, and that's a big thing, too. A lot of you guys out there, if you have C7s, these Pro Charge systems, they're complete bolt-on systems, whether it's an automatic or manual transmission. They are perfect for building very quick horsepower. Typical gains, you can see anywhere between 40 and 50% right out of the box, depending on the way it's tuned, the way the car is set up. A lot of these things will come with Diablo tuners in your hands. You can go through plug them in, stick on a factory system. It's reliable. It's ready to go right out of the gate. But one thing you must do, and it's that fine print you read in every instruction manual, any installation tips, you have to go through after these things warm up. You've got a few hundred miles on them. You've done a couple dyno pulls if you've done that kind of tuning to it. You need to re-tighten the belt. Very important on these systems. That's key. I mean, it doesn't matter. Don't worry about checking bolts. If you've tightened the bolts down, the bolts are good. But you have to tighten that belt down again because it will stretch from it going through its first hot and cold cycles and running really hard. So make sure you take the time, read the instructions, and set the belt accordingly, or else guess what happens? Thing snaps in half and flies off, and then you have the potential of damaging the bottom of your hood, possibly hurting all the other pulleys on the motor. It could have gone through other pulleys. It could have ripped through this main serpentine belt, your main drive belt, which would then be everything, your charging system, your power steering, your air conditioning, a whole number of things, and then it could just be a domino effect down the line.
And one thing, Bub, you did yesterday, before we even called the client, you did a very thorough inspection, looking for any signs of damage underneath the hood itself.
Yep.
One thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you bring more air into the car, you've got to get the air out of the car. The motor needs to breathe. Mm-hmm. It's like you trying to blow air or breathe air through a brick wall.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
It's hard, dude. It's it's one of those things where if you're, you know, just like you mentioned, if you're going to suck more air in, especially, and I'm not even talking cold air intakes, guys. I'm talking forced induction. You're not only sucking the air in, you're literally forcing the air in. That air has to go somewhere. In turbocharge, supercharge applications, the more they breathe, the better they run. It's just that simple. That's why a lot of guys that do like turbo systems, they have straight through exhaust. I mean, granted, it's going to be a little loud. Sometimes you don't have the tone you want, but I'll tell you what, they come on really strong and really hard. A lot of track cars that are turbocharged, straight through, 3-inch, 4-inch, all the way out the back. A lot of guys have diesel trucks, 6-inch system all the way out, straight. That's where you get all the black soot, you get how loud it is. So there's a lot of gains to it from a performance standpoint. Is it the best tone? Probably not. You can make it sound a lot better with, you know, any of today's aftermarket bolt-ons, even if you do just a single system somewhere, maybe a single muffler, single resonator, one piece of something, just to control that tone a little bit so it doesn't hit that raspy volume.
I'm not in love with the guys with these turbo trucks. We have one. We've got a 2017 Bubba's God Motorsports dually. We keep it stock, but I'm not a big fan of these guys who rip all the emissions off that thing and they're just puking black soot into the environment. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's how everybody does it. I mean, to them, that's their horsepower. That's how they show that they've got horsepower. You know, it's not like a car that's like this. It's 0 to 60 in under 2.7 seconds, which is insane. That's a totally different way to show your horsepower. Your balls to the wall, you're flying, dude, you're moving. Trucks, it's about the noise of how much black soot you put out, and the thing's moving. It's got some decent torque and speed.
Totally uncool for the elderly couple or the younger couple that has a baby in the car, and you get that dog that...
Oh, yeah, and even if your windows are up, it's still coming in. And there's a lot of that here, yeah.
Sucks. Mr. Producer, you had another question, sir.
Jeff Peterson commented again. I've had a 71, 76, 85. He's ready for a new one. Alex Newton from Monkey in Paradise. It needs meth. Steven.
Let's do one at a time. Let's go back to Jeff Peterson. Jeff had three of them. He had a 71.
76, 85.
76 and an 85. Those are kind of iconic there, bud.
Pretty good years. So
71. Yeah,
so, all right. So then he was in C3s and C4s. Fours, so, okay.
Yep.
So not bad. I mean, those are all good looking styles.
Yep. Nice.
I'll tell you what was a good looking style, though. Speaking of vets, the C4 ZR1s.
Yeah, was nice.
That was a 91. Those cars were, hey, if you guys have never driven one, I'm telling you, that thing was an animal, dude.
Yeah.
Those things were putting out just over 400 horsepower, no traction controls, no ABS system. So when you were running that car, think about this, in that time, early 90s like that, what did you have in competition?
Nothing. They just didn't have the
those
horsepower.
Those cars were ball busters, dude. Yeah. They were 6-speed manual. I've done a lot of power packages on those things. The last thing you need to do is add any more to those cars because they just spin.
They have no control.
That short wheelbase and narrow setup, man, if you couldn't track that car straight, you were definitely spinning and going in the ditch.
You were in trouble.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't let you drive.
Good morning. Alex from Monkey in Paradise joining out there. He is the owner and operator of the Monkey in Paradise Bubba's Exotic Motorsports C7 Corvette. We're getting ready to set that car up. It's going out to SEMA, Bub.
Yep. A lot of good stuff. Yeah.
And you had one more, Mr. Producer?
Yes. Steven says, glad to see she's well taken care of. Looking forward to a final product.
Steven is the owner of this beautiful C7.
Very
and
good
he writes in and he says he's glad to see she's well taken care of. Indeed she is, Steve, and we appreciate you being our cherished client. Thank you so
and
much.
I'll make sure, too, because I know when we discuss this with Steve, he knows his power potential and where he's going to leave DEM, but I'll tell you what, I'll make sure I leave a couple of those limiters on just so you can keep this thing sort of straight.
You do build amazing vehicles, that's
oh, yeah,
for sure.
Oh, yeah, man, absolute animals, man. If you can take a street car and just unlock it to its, you know, maximum potential, it's a lot of fun, you know, just knowing that you know, you've got something you've got so much hard work and money and time put into, you know, whether it's, you know, maybe a sidecar for your daily driver. You know, you take all your time and your money, and this is like somebody's love. So you put all of your hard work into it, and you enjoy it. You enjoy driving it. So when you've got that kind of horsepower, you can ride around town kind of having that feeling, almost like a guy having a huge set of balls, right? That's essentially, let's call it what it is, right? So you just walk around town knowing that, and you're like, man, my car is an animal. The thing's a freaking beast. Do you need to use it? Absolutely not. But if you want to, it's right on tap.
Right on tap.
That's it.
But we've got some big, big announcements I'd like to share with everybody. Speaking of the C7, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang you designed has no doubt caught the world's attention. We knew that when it was released in California at Boosted Bass, Turbinetics headquarters in Simi Valley. Mm-hmm. The car was then brought to Palm Beach International Raceway and put on the track to see what its limitations were, mm-hmm. where it was literally eating up the cup cars as well. Mm-hmm. We went racing this weekend at Homestead with Greg, our co-driver, and also our co-pilot and manager of the team. Alex is a co-driver. And Gio Hammerbeck, the World Rally Champion for Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And when they got there, they were immediately greeted by the Shelby team, and they knew that you had been the builder of the car, and they had requested their eyes to be able to get on it. So Greg, in his usual nonstop way, ran 2 hours north to Boynton, where the car was currently garaged, then ran back to the racetrack, and the Shelby crew just flew apart on it. They've since asked for it to go out to California. We can't take it to California again. They want to take it out and display it with the Shelby cars.
Sure.
The reason we can't take it to California is why, Bud?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. That car is, you know, it's not only been a big hit, man. This thing is straight to us from Ford right here locally. It's off North Lake Boulevard, just south of BEM. So we had that car sent in from Ford. This was a custom order, every option possible, in the 2.3-liter EcoBoost. It's a factory four-cylinder car. This thing laid out, I think, factory 330 horsepower
yes.
on the tires. Pretty respectable for what it was, a little donkey
yes.
that it was, right? You know, factory, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't but a car length and a half behind a Mustang GT that was over 400 horse stock. So it held its own, you know, in sort of its own way. But we took this car, custom ordered every option possible. We brought it straight in here to BEM, and we went full design mode on it. Every piece on this car right now is new to this year of the S550, which is the body style of those cars and S550 Mustangs. It will fit anything from 2015 and newer. All these products that are on this car are the latest and greatest, and we've just got more of them flowing in. We've got everything from Giovanna to Toyo tires to suspension to Watson Racing roll cages to True Fiber Carbon to Brembo brakes. I mean, we have so much stuff coming for this car, Extreme Dimensions with the wide body. We're literally going to set this thing up on a set of three-piece custom-cut wheels 15 inches wide, guys. This thing is going to look nasty from the back. And I'll tell you what, it's what that car needs, because when that four-cylinder 600 horse comes on, with its power band, it's everything it needs to keep that car on the road.
So, Bob, this car will be, we were notified yesterday officially yep. by Turbinetics, by Reggie and Turbinetics, that the Turbinetics Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Mustang will be on display in the Turbinetics booth at SEMA this year.
Yep.
It will be featuring, we've just entered into an agreement with Toyo Tires. We're not only going to be a retail dealer for Toyo Tires, they are going to be a sponsor of the race team, a sponsor of both of our shows, Bob, mm-hmm. and we're going to be a dealer, a tire dealer for them as well. Big announcement coming out of there.
Yeah.
Brembo Brakes, you just signed in with Brembo Brakes yesterday. Mm-hmm. We've got a big announcement coming out of there. Watson Racing, we just signed up with them yesterday as well. There's a lot of big behind-the-scenes stuff going on right now, ladies and gentlemen, here at Bubba's Exotic.
Yeah, and all of these companies too, these are not just companies specific for anybody out there, you know, like Steve who owns a C7 Corvette, for example. These are not companies that only offer to S550 Mustangs 2015 and newer, not that generation body style. These guys are all guys that we have gone into partnerships with that offer something for everything. So, I mean, tires you can get them for any fitment, any year, make, and model, any custom set of wheels, and we can even have custom sized tires done as well if we needed to. Brembo Brakes, they offer kits direct fit for any kind of vehicle you could possibly imagine. I'm talking all the way from, you know, early Pro Touring Thunderbirds all the way up to today's brand new GT350Rs, anything you can imagine in between, Ferraris, Lamborghinis,
yep.
doesn't matter, they've got something direct fit bolt-on for their systems. I mean, everything you can possibly imagine is off the shelf. Call them and get it for your ride.
But the some exciting news with Toyo, they are going to be putting together a tire mounting and balancing package that will be available not only here, but it will be in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally trailer, and we'll be taking that to the track with us to dismount and mount tires as we need it, as well as help others on the track.
Yeah, that's a really big thing too, man, because it's, you know, when you go out there and you're on the track, there's two things, you know, that we discuss all the time. typically from a powertrain standpoint, most of today's cars, if it's something modern, something new, you know, it's not crazy custom built. You know, if it's something that's got a lot of R&D time put into it, it's probably going to withstand beating on the track, right? From, I'm talking in terms of like fuel delivery, ignition, oil systems, seals, all of that, cooling system, all of that's going to be able to hang in today's world. It truly is. But one thing that does fail is your brakes, and the other thing is your tires.
Why do brakes typically fail on a rally course?
Typically from getting hot. They get hot, the fluid starts to boil, and then you start to get what's called brake fade. So when you go to push your pedal, the harder you're working them, the hotter it's getting, the softer that pedal's getting, and before you know it, you've got nothing for brakes.
Is that a driver-related problem?
It's a little bit of both. Yeah, sometimes it can be just a weak brake system, poor braking system, which we've seen before, and also it can be how the driver's running the car. If he's using a lot of brake instead of using the power of the car or going into corners too hot, not properly going into them and working the apex of the corners as he should, you're going to be using a lot more brake than throttle than you should be, right?
That's right.
So a lot of consideration to go into not only the way you're driving the car, but also making sure your systems can even handle it and the fluid can handle it. I mean, a lot of racers go out and they run full laps, and then they come in and they literally flush their fluid for dot four, dot five, full racing fluid, as long as the system can handle it.
Sure. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what brake kits from Brembo were made for. Yep. They allow you to upgrade and run these cars a little bit harder.
A lot harder.
When you're out on that track, Bob, it's an exhilarating experience. It's much different than running a drag strip, for example.
Yep.
So we've got some big stuff coming out, Bob. One other message I wanted to share with people today is I spent a great deal of time with one of our title sponsors on the phone. You were working with Reggie late into the night last night designing the badging for the back of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Terminetics Mustang. It was beautifully designed. Your design is stunning, man.
Yeah, it's going to be insane, man. When we unroll this thing at SEMA, it's going to be an animal, dude. It's between now and then, you know, a lot of the world has already seen this car because it's been all the way across the U.S. and back multiple times already. That we're trying to do it again before SEMA. I don't know if it's going to happen just with how much we've got going. I mean, like I mentioned, we've got the wide body we've got to do to this car. We've got the wheels and tires, suspension, braking system, roll cage, interior. Man, we're changing the turbo one more time, so we have a lot of work that's going to go into this car before it hits that Turbonetics booth, 24125 in SEMA, man. And I'll tell you what, when it goes out there, it's going to come out with a bang.
I got to tell you, Bob, I'm very, very proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, that's strong, you know.
It's one of your. It's why you're one of the top three today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have one big announcement before we climb out of this segment today. I was on the phone late last night working with Lana from Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. They are one of our title sponsors. They are the Guinness World Record-holding largest Cars and Coffee event.
Yep.
This month, we're out there on the 31st. Rob will be out there. Layla will be out there. You'll be out there. I'll be out there. Our production crew will be out there. It's going to be an amazing event, 9 to 12 at the Outlet Malls.
Yeah.
They have asked us, Bob, to please bring, because of the popularity of our race and rally team, I received a phone call from Lana yesterday saying she would like to talk to me. So I called her right on the way to the gym, 3:30, quarter to 4. And they have asked us to bring the rally and the race team out along with the tour bus for the public this month.
Really cool, man. I'm excited for that. Literally so much stuff is going to go into that. That's what, 2 weeks from now?
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks, so we've got a lot of changes that are going to happen to these rides we take out even before then. So, man, it's just how we roll at BEM, dude. We're just nonstop every day, in and out, 10 hours plus a day for all of our clients that we do here at BEM, plus everything we all do after hours, our entire team, Greg, Geo, everybody out there that's doing all the hard work after hours that gets us, I mean, literally ready to go in front of people, traveling, touring, moving stuff around, getting stuff set up. I mean, it's a full time. It's a big one.
I'd invite everybody to come out to this Cars and Coffee at Palm Beach this month, Bob. They are going to put they're going to stage the, we're actually going to display our entire pit setup is what we're planning to do. So you'll be able to come out and see exactly how Greg and Geo have us set up in the pits to operate.
Yep.
All the tools that we use, the jack stands, the way the trailers are set up, so if a car goes down, we get it right in there. It's beautifully done. It's surgical precision out of those two, and it's great stuff. We're also going to allow people, we don't often do it, but we're going to allow people to get a backside look at the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports touring trailer. So we'll have the pop-outs, all four pop-outs open, and people can physically get on and see where we stay at events and how we get away from kind of the public. We want to bring you into our lives with that.
Yep, a lot of fun, man.
We'll be doing autographs, Bub. They've asked us to do autographs, so we will be out there with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports comp cards. We've just, one of our producers has just put together a series of comp cards, six of them, one featuring each of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports portions, one of the Monkey in Paradise C7 Corvette, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally car, and we'll probably use that one for the event. We'll use two of them, and one when we're emceeing at the Palm event.
Yep, a lot of good stuff going on, man. So, and we've got a lot of huge events that are going on now between, let's see, what is today? Today's Wednesday? So between tomorrow, starting tomorrow morning, all the way through this weekend, is going to be Wide Open Throttle for everyone here at BEM, plus all the guys at Monkey in Paradise. A lot of strong events going on there. So if you guys are locals and you want to see some insane rides, get ready to come out. Check out the Monkey in Paradise Facebook page. Check out the BEM Facebook page, and you will see all of the links going up over the next couple hours. Every event that's going on, we're talking, I mean, the McLaren private event that we're doing.
We'll be at McLaren at Palm Beach tomorrow night, Black Tie Affair. I'm not sure what time we get there. And I haven't told you this yet, Bub, but guess where Robin and I have to be one day this week, Thursday or Friday? Final walkthrough, looking to purchase the house.
Come on. I don't know what you're talking about here.
Gonna do it.
Big thing. Make sure it's clean, dude.
Oh, Mom's been in New York for the last 5-6 days.
Yeah, nothing's gotten done here, that's for sure.
Oh,
nothing. No.
Well, admittedly, I'm lost without her. It's okay. I'm okay with
you're
that.
Lost with her. You don't know what you're doing.
It's easy to get lost with somebody.
Remember, your wagon,
you
enjoy wheels?
Yeah.
No wheels.
It's fun to enjoy going through life with somebody you could just go with.
Dragging two axles on the ground.
A lot going on, Bub.
Yeah.
You're going to lose me for a couple hours one of those 2 days. I'm not sure which one it is.
All good.
So, just depends on Mom's schedule getting back to how it works. So it's big stuff going on, Bub. Stupid stuff going on.
Yeah.
Okay. We're very proud of it. I'm very proud of you, Bub. I'm very proud of this entire staff. Gio, Greg, especially keeping us out there in front of the public's eye. We wouldn't be at some of these events if it wasn't for those guys pushing it out there all the time. I know we're racing under the lights on the 27th, Greg. We race under the lights.
Yep. That's
on
the 27th National Raceway.
Okay.
That's in Palm Beach, and then we have that. Saturday is the Rally X at the firm in North Florida.
Okay, so Saturday, we race on Saturday?
Next Saturday.
A week from Saturday.
A week from this Saturday.
We'll be at Rally X at the firm in North Florida.
We'll be at the... Okay,
the Rally X event, which is at the firm.
At the firm in North Florida.
Yes.
The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Racing Rally team will be out there. You can meet them in person. We'll all be there with the car. But we race, we go under
the lights. The rally car is actually racing that weekend.
Yes, the rally car is racing that weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to our co-manager of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Racing Rally team, Greg Diaz, and one of our shop foremen. By the way, one of the top two upholsterers in the industry today, there's Larry Wilson and there's Greg Diaz, and they're going to enter into a custom upholstery build off.
Uh-oh.
Watch what's getting ready to happen.
I didn't know this, but Larry, looks like you're signed up too.
That's it, Larry. You're about ready to get it. And Greg's over there with his hands up going like this.
So no one knew. This just came on hot.
Just came on hot. Just
like Tom. Hashtag always coming in hot.
Coming in hot, ladies and gentlemen. See what happens when my mind's clear and I'm staying away from everything for 6 hours. I'm never going back. I feel more energy, Bob. I feel better, man. So anyways, Bob, a lot of great stuff going on. 27th, we'll see you under the lights at Palm Beach International Raceway. We'll be out there. I don't know if the girls will join us, but sometimes guys just got to go out and do their own thing, man.
Yeah, man, that's it.
Just got to go out and do their own thing. Yep. Have a little bit of fun, man.
Yep.
So, got to admit, Bob, I did enjoy shooting a little bit Saturday just out there by myself.
Sometimes it's what you got
to
do.
Did I tell you this story, though? I changed the sights on my Glock and went to a Trigicon site.
Why don't you tell everyone about that, Captain Aim Straight?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so I'll tell you the story. I'm a very proficient shot. I've been shooting many, many years.
Listen, man, where did you get this little sight pressing tool? Did you get off like Amazon or eBay or something?
I did.
There it is.
I did. So let me show you, ladies and gentlemen, how we did, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm very, very, very proficient with my shooting.
Show everyone how you did.
I'm going to. If, of course, I can find my target.
Go on.
I don't know where my target is, bub.
And we might have something crazy going on with Schumacher Chevrolet, so stay tuned for that one,
too. I need to talk to you about that, Bub.
Let's not talk about it. Just finish finding the picture of your bullseye that was nowhere near the bullseye.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, it was. I actually got a chance to go out and shoot. I don't
know.
No, we're trying to get there. I'm trying to find your picture, ladies and gentlemen. If I can do it, I'll show it to you.
I feel like you may have blamed something else.
No, I didn't blame anything else. I just can't find my target. Anyways... My concealed carry piece, Bub, is a Glock 42, 43, 42?
I don't know, whatever the 9 is.
42.
They've got so many of them now.
Yeah.
They have a 41, 42, 43, 44. Man, who knows? I would think that the number going up would be a bigger barrel, but I think it's backwards. I always forget that one.
Glock 42, the 380. That's what I carry. I pressed out my sights, pressed the new ones. I thought I replaced them back again.
Uh-huh.
and I thought they were spot on. I kept one of the common factors, if you're pulling down and to the left, if you're shooting to the bottom and left of your target, it means you're literally pulling your shot. That's what you're doing. And I'm very conscious of that because it's a real pet peeve of mine. Okay? So I shoot very straight and very centered. Okay? No.
So down to the left. Down to the left. The very first thing I asked you when you called and told me your gun was shooting down and to the left.
Dad, did you change the sights?
There it is. This freaking clown. What are you even doing changing sights, number one? Number two, you couldn't line two things up if you had to staring in front of you.
How'd I do? I used the laser bore for the when I did this, ladies and gentlemen.
What were you shooting at?
Oh, I could have shot like probably high and 2 o'clock and hit the target. And I had three other people that were on the range with me while it was hot, and they tried my firearm as well, and it was pulling down and to the left. So it wasn't me. My skills are still as good, even though I'm going a little bit blind, and we did fine. Yes, Bob.
Don't you typically take stuff like that to a gunsmith?
Yes, I'll be seeing you shortly.
Okay.
My patterns were still within an inch and a half for five rounds, because I was using the traceable paper, so you go through it, it leaves a hit. Glows, you know, very vibrant green. You can see where the round went through, so I can see where the shot was going.
Well, if you ever have to use your weapon for any sort of means, God forbid that has to happen.
I'll just throw it out.
I was going to say, either throw it or just aim super high right, and you'll be perfect to the bottom.
I was trying to do that. I was trying to compensate. I put a target on the right side of the target and shot it in. The only thing I wound up doing was shooting into the neighbor's lawn.
Yes.
So it was,
it happens.
But it's okay, ladies and gentlemen. Trust me, if I need to use the firearm, I'm going to hit center of mass anyways, and it's going to be lethal. Two shots chest, one shot head, and it's all over.
I feel like you and Sardini just don't do it.
No, we don't. Well, we're going to jump out of this segment. A lot of good stuff was transferred around
today. I
got to
go, dude. I have a lot of work I got to do, man. I've got literally like 14 emails standing here right now for all the stuff we've got coming through. So we need to go inside, get all those knocked out, because we have product literally flying in from all across the world right now for these rides that are getting ready to hit SEMA 17. Going to be insane stuff, man. You guys have no idea what's getting ready to unveil here. We're keeping it under the wraps until we're ready to go. We might throw a couple sneak peeks up. You got to just stay tuned.
It'll be good, Bub. Until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The number one boutique in the nation, Miss Outlaw Boutique. 561-660-6695. When quality counts, Miss Outlaw Boutique. TonyRienzi.com. Exotic car guru and salesman to the stars. TonyRienzi.com. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. The Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee in the world. And we'll be there July 31st, 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall doing a great autograph session. The whole Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team will be set up out there. We'll be in the exotic section with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Porsches, Diablo, all of it. We'll all be out there. Please come join us on the 31st, 9 to 12. And finally, Monkey in Paradise, the 2017 double gold winner. Monkey in Paradise wants to remind you to please drink responsibly and remind you. What do they remind you? Come on. Look at these two. They remind you to drink responsibly, and they want to know what's your paradise. Right, ladies and gentlemen? Look at you guys just sitting there laughing.
I thought the audio cut out.
No, you thought the audio cut out. Ladies and gentlemen, please set out to touch somebody's life in a positive way today. Open the door for somebody who's got packages in their hands. Do something kind for somebody from your heart, man. If they've got holes in the bottom of your shoes, please put a pair of shoes on them. You know what? If they're hungry, just $5, man, at McDonald's. Till tomorrow, keep on doing it, Bubba style.